Hi everyone, Vikram Manasher with another morning shot of Real Estate Espresso. I'm the author of the book Magnetic Capital, How to Raise All the Money You Need for Any Worthy Venture. If you're looking to raise funds and you want to get good at it, Magnetic Capital is just the thing to figure out how to do it repeatably, scalably, and consistently. You can order your copy from Amazon.com or a signed copy from my website at victorjm.com. Today, I want to talk about what to do when you're raising money and some of your funding partners don't come through with the committed funds that they promised you. I'm often asked, Victor, if I'm looking to raise, say, $500,000, how much money should I raise? The answer, quite simply, is as much as you need. I've had a situation recently in the middle of a capital raise when a couple of funding partners who had committed funds in the end didn't come through. They had things going on in their lives that simply made it impossible for them to meet the funding commitments within the time frame. Sometimes these things happen right on the closing day. If that happens, what is a developer to do? In my experience, you have only a few choices. You can either delay the closing and hope you can raise the funds for the shortfall fairly quickly, or sometimes an even better strategy is to raise more money than you actually need, so you have a little bit of a buffer. You can always give back some of the extra that you don't need. If your equity raise is the typical 20% that we see in a lot of projects, raising an extra 10% of your equity really only amounts to raising an extra 2% on the project. That's not a tremendous amount of money. And raising an extra 2% money is something you can easily justify with all of your funding partners. You're far better off having a little bit too much money than not enough. Sound fiscal management in a project is no different than sound fiscal management in your own household. You wouldn't keep a zero bank balance. Why would you do that on a project? I want you to experience hiccups like this, same as driving down the road and maybe hitting a little bump in the road. The car doesn't even slow down. In fact, you barely even notice it. On the other hand, if you run out of money, that's like hitting a concrete barricade, something that can be easily avoided with a little bit of foresight and a little bit of planning. In the meantime, I want you to go out and make some great things happen. Have an awesome day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.